Shalom, everybody. In the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, Moshe is told by Hashem to take a census, to count Bnei Yisrael. But even before we get too far into the results of the census, there are a couple of questions that must be asked. First of all, Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says on the very first pasuk on our parsha, Mitoch Basan Lefanav Mone Osan Kol Sha'a. Hashem counts Bnei Yisrael often because they are dear to him. Hashem counted them when they were about to leave Mitzrayim back in Parshas Bo, in Sefer Shmos, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Lamed Zayin, and Hashem counted Bnei Yisrael after they sinned at the Egel HaZahav, as Rashi says in Parshas Kisisa, in Shmos, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tazayin, and he counts them here too at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, as he is about to cause his Shechina to rest in the Mishkan when the Mishkan gets inaugurated. That's Rashi, and the message is clear. When Hashem counts us, it is a clear illustration of His love for us. However, in the very beginning of Parshas Kisisa, in Shmos Perek Lamed Pasuk Yud Beis, Hashem tells Moshe to be careful when he counts Bnei Yisrael, because if he counts in the wrong way, there could be a negef, a plague could follow. And as a matter of fact, that is exactly what the Navi tells us in Sefer Shmuel Beis Perek Chav Dalet, and in Divrei Hayamim Aleph Perek Chav Aleph. The Navi tells us that David HaMelech counted Bnei Yisrael, and Hashem got very angry, and 70,000 people died. So which is it? Is a census an expression of divine love, or is it a bad thing that brings a plague? This question is asked by Rabbi Jonathan Sachs, who died in the year 2020. He was the former chief rabbi of the United Kingdom, and he asks this question in one of his many books on the Parsha, Lessons in Leadership, and he says the following beautiful idea. There are many, many terms in the Torah for counting. Limnos, lifkod, lispor, lachshov. But in our parsha, when Moshe and Aaron are told to count Bnei Yisrael, none of those terms are used. Rather, Hashem says in the very beginning of our parsha, Se'u es rosh kol adas Bnei Yisrael, which literally means lift up the heads of all of Bnei Yisrael. Why would the Torah use that expression to tell Moshe to count Bnei Yisrael? What does it mean to lift a head? Rabbi Sachs says that there is a possible latent danger in any census. When we count things, when we count anything, but especially when we count people, there is a tendency to focus on the crowd, on the bottom line. And looking at that bottom line, that sum total, often causes us to only focus on the bottom line and not focus on the individual parts of that total. The individual can get devalued if all we do is focus on the total. And this devaluing of the individual can happen in two directions or on two levels. The person counting can diminish the value of each individual in the group, but also the people in the group that are being counted can inadvertently devalue themselves. They can start thinking more lowly of themselves, and they can start devaluing their own ability to think and to contribute to the group. That, perhaps, is much of the cause behind riots and crazes and groupthink and things like that. Sometimes when we focus too much on the sum total, on the census, each individual and the power and value of that individual gets lost from the perspective of the counter and or from the perspective of the individual themselves. So Hashem says to Moshe, Se'u es rosh kol adas b'nei Yisrael, lift up the heads of all of B'nai Yisrael. Yes, there is a danger, Moshe, when counting B'nai Yisrael. Each individual may feel insignificant, and they may say, what am I? Who am I? What difference can I make? I'm only one of millions, a mere wave in the ocean, a grain of sand on the seashore. So Hashem says to Moshe, against that, God tells Moshe to lift people's heads by showing that they each count. They matter as individuals. Lift up the people being counted. Si'u. It's a beautiful thing to be counted, as Rashi says in our parsha, but be careful when you do so. But if all this is true, why take a census in the first place? Why should I count the group if I run the risk of bringing a plague, chas v'shalom? Rabbi Sachs says that there is a huge difference between individuality and individualism. Individuality means that I am a unique and valued member of a team. That is what we must impart to every person in our nation. You have a voice. you mean something. You make a difference. So individuality means that I am a valued member of a team. Individualism, on the other hand, means that I'm not a team player at all. I'm only interested in me and not on the team or what happens to the team. That is dreadful and that is dangerous. And that is what Hillel says in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yadalid. Kishe'ani le'atzmi ma'ani. If I am only for myself, what am I? So we need both. We need each person and each individual to be valued, but we also need the group to be valued. Jews are both sand and stars, individuals, but not individualists, valuable on my own, and also I'm an integral part of the group. That's the message that Moshe and Bnei Israel hear in the very beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. Have an amazing day, everyone!